American Indians, Larry Wright Jr., and the Native American Rights Fund. First, we would like to thank the Human Rights Council for convening this historic and important second intersessional meeting to make further efforts to enhance the participation of Indigenous peoples in the work of the Council. These intersessionals have proven to be vital platforms for meaningful dialogue and collaboration. In light of our discussions, we offer the following next step recommendations. We recommend to the co-facilitators that they revise the annex to their discussion paper in accordance with the comments and recommendations received over the last 2 days. We recommend that this revised annex be attached thereto and expressly incorporated thereunder the joint report of the two intersessional meetings. The forthcoming joint report and its annex will establish the foundation for any future documents and discussions addressing accreditation principles and criteria. We further recommend that the Council prepare a draft resolution establishing the modalities of a distinct accreditation status for Indigenous peoples and outlining next steps based on the findings and recommendations of the joint report of the two intersessional meetings. The draft resolution should be tabled in September 2025 at the 60th session of the Council. Finally, we recommend that the Council initiate the intergovernmental process with the full and effective participation of Indigenous peoples and finalize this draft resolution by June 2026. We reiterate that enhancing Indigenous peoples' participation is not just a procedural matter. It is a necessary investment in a just and inclusive United Nations. We commend the member states that have expressed a strong commitment to fostering a more inclusive and equitable international order, as this is essential for our shared, collective future and for the well-being of future generations. Yakuke, thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the representative for Images for Inclusion.